Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CICK News, we speak with three more councillor candidates for the town of Smithers, continuing our coverage of the 2022 BC municipal elections. BC is the third jurisdiction in Canada this fall with municipal elections next to Ontario and Quebec. Six council seats are up for grabs in Smithers, as well as the mayoral chains of office. Wednesday, October 5th and Wednesday, October 12th are advanced voting dates in Smithers, and general election day will be on October 15th. Be sure to check your mailbox for your voter registration card. Tonight, we hear from councillor candidates Calvin Elliott, Jason McCrindle, and Adam Koch. Stay with us.
I'm Calvin Elliott, running for council in Smithers. I'm sitting at my desk in my home in Smithers right now.
Great, Calvin. Thanks so much for being with us. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have a number of candidates this time around that are new to municipal politics, first-time candidates. So I guess the first question to yourself would be, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and perhaps how long have you been here in Smithers?
Well, I've lived in Smithers for 28 years. I worked at West Fraser for 20 years now. I was very young, 19 years old when I moved to Smithers, looking for work from Newfoundland. Of course, a lot of people from Newfoundland end up out west. And so here I am, 28 years later, running for town council and hoping to help govern the town and keep this place going, and really proud of this town, and I don't think I could ever live anywhere else.
Yeah, no doubt. I know, myself included, many people in the community, I've heard the same sentiment about living here, coming from away and living here and not feeling like they could live anywhere else. Just a wonderful place that we get to call home. But with that, I guess maybe the first question I'll ask is why did you want to run in this election, and what are some of the elements within your platform?
Well, I've been thinking about running for town council for quite a while now, probably at least 5 years. Considered running the last time, but I saw some really good candidates there, so I thought, you know what, let's focus on the people that want to run. I thought they could do some really good stuff in there, really level-headed people. I wouldn't say that I saw any problems in council or anything like that. I'm running because I feel like I can offer some insight to some of the issues, maybe. I have a background in manufacturing, so I work for West Fraser and Smithers. And just my management experience, I feel like maybe there's a disconnect between the regular working people and the inner workings of town council and maybe some of the social issues we've been facing. Just trying to bridge a gap, maybe help some people understand. It may not be as easy to have solutions for some of these problems, but I think there's a road ahead to be able to take care of these and just be compassionate with it as well. Some of these issues maybe take some more thinking through. There's, you know, several sides to each story. So that's, I'm just trying to offer up myself to serve the community, basically, is why I'm running.
I guess, Calvin, you know, the campaign has been ongoing for, you know, just over a couple of weeks now. We still have a few more weeks to go with the election on October 15th. Maybe tell me a little bit about what you're hearing from constituents. Obviously, as you mentioned, there are a number of issues, social issues, economic issues that municipal councillors and mayors are they deal with, issues that they deal with. But there's also, you know, a lot of the inner workings around, you know, infrastructure, you know, getting roads paved, you know, some of the not so glamorous pieces of council. So what are some of the things that you're hearing from constituents so far throughout the campaign?
Well, I'm hearing the basic complaints, we'll say, maybe concerns about, like you say, infrastructure. I know this spring, potholes come up. That's a pretty big topic for a lot of people, discussion at the post office and wherever you want to go around town, coffee shops, whatever. I know people are concerned for those issues. I think that's probably the biggest thing in infrastructure-wise. I think our water system is in pretty good shape. We have a good water supply. Don't hear a lot about that. As far as social issues go other than that, probably the biggest one is the affordable housing is what I'm hearing a lot of. As far as the way forward there, definitely need more funding for we'll say, low-income housing. Know that maybe paints a picture for people different than what I see, but I think that we can have some affordable housing here. That might be the biggest issue. As far as infrastructure, roads and sidewalks and all of that, I think the town does a okay job of that. I think that's a works department issue, we'll say. But yeah, we need focus on those areas for sure. We can't let it fall by the wayside. And I know through the pandemic, there's been a lowered workforce, we'll say. And everyone is seeing that. And I don't think the town is immune to that. I think people have been off work. Trying to find people to do the basic work is a problem. So I think we need to have a plan forward to be able to address those issues and make sure that we have good roads and good sidewalks to walk on it. It's safe. And yeah, that's basically my viewpoint of that issue.
I know, this past year, the town spent somewhere in the neighborhood of, $600,000 plus just on, paving, trying to deal with some of that, the infrastructure on the roads issue, trying to keep up with them. And it seems like it's been a perennial issue for some time. You know, our roads, northern roads, they just take a beating. Also, on the same note, we can't run deficits in municipalities. And so other than the operating budget there is, the lag or, grants that come into play to make sure that they cover some of the costs of, other bigger priorities. So what do you see as kind of a go-to or the possibilities to raise more funds to be able to tackle some of these infrastructure needs that, as I mentioned, are just going to continue and we're probably going to need more of it as time goes on?
Yeah, for sure. I think we need to attract more business to Smithers. I don't think we can depend on our residential base and keep raising those taxes. I think people aren't for that. I don't know. In the past, I know we've depended a lot on people raising taxes. Cost of everything is going up. You're going to say paving is probably 25-30% more than it was pre-pandemic. I know in where I work, parts and repair, it's 25-30, some stuff 40% increases in cost. So can you raise residential taxes that much? You sure can't. That would not be good. So we need to find some way to attract more business to Smithers. And I know we have a good tax base as far as population. We're servicing maybe 10,000 people in the area. Maybe we do need to go down that route. Maybe in the past we've said no. Maybe we need now to say yes to some of these businesses that want to come to Smithers. I know there's ideals of our idyllic town and what we want to see here, but I think there's a way forward through that too. But as far as like paving, we need to go down that route as well. And if we have to get government to do that, we need to get on it. But of course, that's going to be everyone on council banging their heads together and trying to figure that out. I'm not for raising residential taxes. I think we need to go another route.
You mentioned some of the ideas there anyway, but if you are successful on October 15th, rather, what would be the top priorities for you?
The top priority for me is lobbying government to create more addiction services. We look around our town and, we see some problems. People need help. And I think we've lost some spaces in those services. People need support. it's been a tough couple of years. I know, again, same thing. There's not a lot of people in those service areas. There's a deficit in workforce, high burnout in social services. To me, that's one of the biggest issues we face. And we need to attract business to town. I think that's the key. If we want to have a vibrant town and have good roads and good sidewalks and good infrastructure, we need a better tax base. But we also need to work with the provincial government to provide some of these spaces to get people back on their feet and provide addiction services. I think that's, to me, that's a big thing. That concerns me, that part of our town. And there's all these other issues that go along with that, but people need help for sure. That's bottom line. We need to work with the government and make some land available. I know we've had some really good projects in town for helping people, like Goodacre House, and there's a couple other projects now where we're helping young women get back on their feet. But I think that we need to do more, and we can do more.
Do you have any thoughts on, you know, the process that is ongoing with a majority, I think all of the municipalities and regional districts that have signed on to lobby the provincial government about a resource benefit alliance here in Northwest BC to see some sort of agreement that would allow for more money coming out of the major resource projects going on in the region for a larger chunk of that revenue to come back directly into municipalities for some of the issues, the services and the infrastructure needs that you're talking about?
Yeah, I definitely would support that. I agree 100%. A lot of wealth is taken out of the north. You got mining, you got forestry, you got a lot of taxes. You have a lot of benefit that the rest of the province will basically, the money goes south. So I think for sure we need to take some of those funds and use it here. I think maybe in the rest of the province, or not the rest of the province, but in more urban areas, maybe people don't have the understanding that BC is a resource-based province. A lot of money is extracted from our resources, minerals and forestry, and it's sent to, well, not here so much. And I think people don't realize that, and that's where I'm trying to bridge a gap and work with the provincial government to provide some funding north. I think we're isolated, even like health services, doctors, nurses. There's a lot of tax-based money that leaves this area. I don't think we see the benefit of all of it that we could.
Calvin, just the last thing for you before we wrap up. Obviously, a lot of this campaigning, debates and whatnot that are soon to come throughout October is pretty much a big exercise in a job preparation, job description and interview, if you will. So what makes you the best person for this job?
Well, I think my background in management is an asset. Worked for West Fraser for 20 years, been managing people, 60 plus people for 5+ years now, working in budget, reviewing capital projects to completion. So I've done quite a few, $3 million plus projects. I think that would be an asset on town council in investigating infrastructure projects, what we need to do in town. The forest industry is pretty tight as far as what you can spend. I think I can balance a budget and work real close with everyone, make sure those funds get where they're supposed to be. And I'd say I'm compassionate about the issues in town. Just because I work in the resource base, I'm still very compassionate towards people who need help. And to me, that's an important thing. It's not always about the money, but sometimes people still need some compassion. And then we can work from there and work as a team in the community, change the culture even in Smithers. I think that's my goal. If I'm going to be on town council, I want to be able to affect our culture. I think we need some work. We've had a tough 2 years. We need to get back on track where we care for each other and help each other.
All right, Calvin Elliott, nomination and candidate for Smithers Council. Thank you so much for your time today. Very much appreciated. And I'm sure this will not be the last time that we speak. But for now, good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Dan. Much appreciated. And thank you for your time. Have a good afternoon.
So my name is Jason McCrindle, and I'm running for Smithers Town Council here in Smithers, BC.
Great, Jason. Thanks so much for being with us today. Of course, we're headed into an election come October 15th, and there are quite a number of nominations running for town council. And so we wanted to talk to everyone and kind of get a little bit of a breakdown and introduction of yourself as well. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about yourself and what do you do here in Smithers, and how long have you been in the community?
Yeah, for sure. So I moved here to Smithers in 2009. I worked in the automotive industry since. That's always been kind of a close one for me. I haven't steered too far away from working in the automotive industry. Currently, I am part of the management team at Frontier Chrysler here in Smithers. I've worked at a couple of different businesses here in town. I've owned my own business here in Smithers, so I've got a little bit of a background as to how that works and, all the fun in setting up your own business in a small community and, of course, running a large business here as well.
Obviously, you know, we have yourself plus a number of others who are vying for one of the six seats on a council or one of the six seats as a council member. Maybe tell me a little bit about why you wanted to run this time around.
We have a little bit of a feeling here in the community that there needs to be a bit of change. And I think it's great that we've got a couple of members of our current council that are going to be running again here. But we've also had another seven people step up and take on the challenge of running in this election as well. We've got some really great candidates that have chosen to run, and some great ideas are coming out of it as well. I've had some time to talk with some of the other candidates, get their ideas on things as well, bounce some stuff off of them. It seemed like it was the right time to start to take this step or this deep dive into local municipal politics at this time.
No, of course. I guess, Jason, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what are you hearing from constituents? What is the change that you would like to see on council and what folks in the community are telling you about that they'd like to see? What kind of change would you and some of the constituents like to see here in Smithers?
Well, I think by looking at the mix of people that we have running on council, a running theme is going to be business, making Smithers flourish with business. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want it to, grow and become a big city all of a sudden, but we need some new stuff. We need jobs for our kids and their kids. We need some more industry to back on here. I've had some pretty in-depth talks with people in mining here, and they're a little bit worried about the community. Right now we've got an airport that costs you more to fly in and out of than it does in Terrace or Prince Rupert. Once you fly into Smithers, there's no public transportation here in town. We've lost our taxi company, our second taxi company, in the last few years. And that's a bit of a sore spot for them. If you're flying staff in for these jobs, you got to be able to facilitate that as well. And then housing comes into play with that too. I talked to one gentleman that wants to fly in his staff, but he's got to put them up in hotels here, and he can't seem to find suitable accommodations for people as well. There's a lot of things that need to kind of happen or need to change to be able to bring us up to that next level and make that stuff a priority for our community moving forward.
I know, in conversations, obviously this has been ongoing. The airport is one of the largest, if not the largest, asset that the community owns. And I know that it comes up time and time again about, you know, the cost of flights here in Smithers versus in Terrace. And I know in speaking with, you know, not just this former council, but, you know, councils even, you know, 5-10 years ago, that it's always been a perennial issue trying to attract another airliner, which could make some of the costs with the flights a little bit cheaper. However, you know, that obviously has been a little bit more difficult said than done in trying to track, you know, say WestJet here or another carrier that would be a little bit more competitive to Air Canada, just the one carrier we have coming in. You know, how do you see or what do you see the council's role, and if you're successful on October 15th, your role in attracting that, you know, that business, those airlines, to see about lowering the cost of flights here, which a lot of the time is you know, due to market value, so to speak.
It's a tough one. I think there's got to be a trickle effect, and we've got to start that. So having Smithers open for business, wanting to take on maybe some of these bigger players in industry, and having them here in Smithers, making us more of a hub for say the mining industry. That in turn, as you start to see more of that, the need is up, rider share is up. Now we've got full flights all the time, and other flight providers might see that as an opportunity to be here. You know, I remember the days where there used to be two flights to Vancouver every day out of Smithers. Well, there's only one now. So if they don't have the people to move, they're not going to move them. Costs more for everybody to fly in and out. I think, you know, bringing some more industry around here in a smart way can definitely help get the ball rolling down the line.
I know, you know, some of what you mentioned about, you know, attracting business or at least, you know, bringing in more revenue from business is turning out to be a little bit of a theme of thread that I'm hearing from other candidates as well. And so, you know, I'm pitching them the question as well. I know there was an MOU recently signed with the Northwest Benefit Alliance with the provincial government about seeing an agreement around a Northwest Resource Benefit Agreement that would see a larger share of, you know, revenues coming from some of these major industrial projects here in the north, mines and pipelines, forestry, that would go directly back into communities. Maybe give me some thoughts on that. Is that, you know, a viable option, and how would you go about approaching provincial governments to see about inking that agreement to finally see some of that wealth that is coming out of the north return to the communities here?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an important thing, but also having that wealth start here is very important as well. Now, I'm not fully 100% up to speed with the MOU. I tell you, the last couple of weeks have been a lot of reading and a lot of research on a lot of different topics, and that's one that I haven't had a whole lot of time to spend on yet. But when we're talking about, you know, sharing that wealth that comes out of industry here in the north with the communities here, I think that's a great thing. But I think you have to look at it as a community yourself and try and find out ways that we can create that wealth here on our own as well. You know, as people go in and out of camp jobs, if they're coming through our town here, if they're using our airport, if they're using our hotels, if they're using our restaurant, if they're using all the facilities here in town, it's a great thing for us.
Jason, just we have a few minutes left here, but I wanted to dive into, and you've kind of mentioned a few of them already. If you are successful on October 15th, what would be some of your top priorities to get to work on right away?
Well, you know, making sure that we can bring more business here, and dealing with infrastructure as well. You know, the roads are getting into some pretty rough shape in some areas here around town. We've got some drainage issues here in town that There was a big project started a few years back that hasn't been finished yet. You know, all that stuff takes time and costs money, but the longer we wait, I think the more it's going to cost our community as a whole. So, you know, dealing with business, dealing with infrastructure, those sorts of things are going to be my priority moving forward from October 15th, if I'm so lucky to get in.
You know, watched from, you know, the sidelines, the gallery of municipal council there over the last, you know, little bit. What are some of the things that stand out to you as some of these issues that you mentioned? You know, what in particular, maybe an example of the change that you'd like to see that we haven't seen yet over the last number of councils?
Getting some of this infrastructure stuff done and in a timely manner. You know, so I just mentioned there about the drainage. We had a big storm sewer project start. I want to say it was probably about 10 years or so now. That hasn't gone anywhere since. It hasn't been completed yet. And that was brought up in one of the, I believe it was a budget meeting here last week, but that still hasn't been done and they're wanting to finish it. Well, what's the holdup? You know, it would have cost us a whole lot less to have done this project complete 10 years ago. Than waiting now. You know, with inflation, everything, the price of everything is going up, and that's going to be the same here with trying to fix streets and finish up some of these projects around town. The longer we wait, the more it's going to cost us in the long run.
And Jason, just the final thing for you before we wrap up here. Obviously, this is a bit of an exercise and a job application. So what makes you the best person for the job?
Well, we moved here in 2009, and although I'm not here from Smithers, this is where we have made home. I've got a family here. I've got a wife and two wonderful kids that go to school here. I want them to have a bright future. I came from a very small town in Manitoba that actually I'm heading back there in the next couple of days. Nothing's changed every time that I go there. Nothing ever changes. There's no advancements in anything. There's no new businesses. There's just nothing new there. And I don't want my kids to end up being in a place like that. I want them to know that they're going to be able to have a home, that they're going to have good jobs, and they're going to be able to raise their families right here in the Bulkley Valley.
Thanks so much for your time today. We very much appreciate it. And of course, good luck on the campaign trail. And I'm sure this won't be the last time we'll speak.
I'm Adam Kosh, and I'm here in Smithers, BC.
Great, Adam. Thanks so much for being with us today. Of course, you're a candidate in this year, the 2022 municipal elections here in Smithers. Maybe tell me a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run in this year's election.
So I chose to run this year because I grew up here alongside all my friends and family, and I love it. And I wanted to be more involved with the future of the town. I want to get more people my age to get involved and to come back here and start families, or to come back here and provide their professional expertise here in town locally. I went to school in BCIT for accounting and business, which I think would be a great asset to the next town council. And I like to take a practical approach to things and get things moving. And hopefully I can do that with this if I get in on the town council. And I hope to get the youth more involved as any decisions we make affect them too.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe you can tell us, Adam, how old are you?
I'm 27.
So obviously you're, you know, fairly young, but it sounds like you've come back to the community. Maybe tell me a little bit about some of the things that you noticed in the community that made you want to jump at the chance to run for council.
For sure. So one of the big things I've seen and have heard from just the few people I've talked to already is housing, and that's across all of Canada. But I have noticed that Smithers has a severe lack of high density housing. We need more apartments or condos. We have a lot of single family homes and duplexes, but for people just trying to start out or working professionals or people moving here, such as teachers and nurses, it's very difficult to even find a place, let alone affordable.
obviously, you know, now that we've kicked off the campaign, I've been talking to a few potential counselors in the running about their platform. So what are some of the major issues, or what are some of the major things that you want to touch upon on your platform? You mentioned housing, but what else do you think needs to change, or that needs more attention here in Smithers?
Okay. So another big thing I've been hearing back from people is a lot of citizens of Smithers feel like there's been a lack of connection or involvement within the last few decisions. I've heard that people feel like their final decisions have been made that are already decided and they had no idea until it came to fruition, such as the Main Street construction. Now, that was a safety issue as well, of course, and was in need for many years. But talking to some of the businesses on Main Street, they were very surprised that it was happening this summer, especially after the pandemic, and they were just starting to get back on their feet. So I want to help make sure that the public feels like they're involved, whether that is providing information online so it's easier to find, having more public meetings or presentations at times people can attend, using social media platforms or the radio. People should always feel like, or citizens should always feel like they're being heard. So let's make sure that they are and that they're involved with these big decisions.
You know, as a member of the media, I can hear you on that one. You know, we try to engage communities and constituents at times like these to make sure that they do get, you know, all the pertinent information, especially about council, about candidates as well. But it is also a two-way street. How do you feel, or how do you think you'd go by engaging the community with some people who obviously are disengaged or, you know, may not be on some of those platforms that you mentioned?
Yeah, it's a real difficult issue, and I know that it's not going to be an easy fix, but I do know just from talking to people since I'm a bit younger and I came back here, I've already heard a lot more from some youth that are like just going out and talking in places. Like there's public spaces or distilleries, and just getting out into local businesses, walking around town. Now, some people like the newspaper and old-fashioned print, and our people, like you said, are social media, and then there's still that disconnect. So I really think that we as a town should try to make some more public meetings or events and keep it interesting too.
Another question I have for you, Adam, is obviously, you know, there's some big ticket items that council deals with, obviously, you know, trying to attract business, or, you know, bigger issues around environment or industries. But they also deal with a lot of the day-to-day work, you know, making sure that our roads are plowed and maintained properly, infrastructure needs, water needs, you know, those types of things. What would be some of the priorities for you if you're successful on October 15th?
Oh, I definitely think we need to make sure that the infrastructure in town is well-maintained, and that I've heard once again from feedback and have noticed myself that the roads, unfortunately, aren't in the condition that most people would like to see. So we should definitely try to see what we can do about that while not raising taxes dramatically due to the current market, inflation, and all that. And no one wants to see a bigger tax bill at the end of the year. So my priorities would be roads. Let's see if we can figure out a better maintenance system. Water is another big issue. I went to the finance meeting last week and wasn't aware of how much work needs to be going on with our sewer treatment plant and our current condition of the road or pipes for storm drainage. So I guess my priorities would be trying to ensure that our basic infrastructure is up to quality condition, lack of a better word, that it's functioning as it should be and that we're not running on old or falling apart infrastructure.
Adam, another thing, you know, you mentioned growing up here and obviously going away for school, and now you've come back and talked about, you know, wanting to make this place, I guess, lack for a better word, more appetizing for, you know, other folks like yourself that may have gone away and want to come back to raise their families. You know, over the time, you know, growing up here and now obviously running for council, you know, what are some of the changes that you've seen, and what are some of the things that you'd like to change? What is the vision so to speak, that you have for the community going forward?
Well, I would love to see people my age to have a spot to live. So once again, having some apartments or higher density buildings so that they could actually have a place. And I love seeing that there's some breweries that opened up here and they are always busy, and some local businesses. That's great to see. It was so popular down in the cities, going out for a night and seeing some friends, catching up. So I would love to help incentivize some more local businesses like that, that people my age had to go out at night and just go hang out with friends, go see some things in town. Smithers is a wonderful place and it's beautiful here, but at wintertime, we are a little limited on social interactions outside. So if we can, may I just get some more local businesses, maybe a local arcade or whatever have you. But I would love, and if town council can help, whether that's just giving them tax breaks or something to get them started, I would love to see more local businesses start here.
You know, another thing that comes to mind when you mentioned that is obviously there's been some criticisms over the last number of years that Smithers isn't open for business. A few of your competitors have also brought this up, that we need to be a little bit more open for business and attract, you know, new businesses to town. You know, obviously you have an outlook of growing up here and seeing some of the business that have come and gone and some of them that, you know, haven't been able to come to fruition. You know, in your eyes, you know, what is kind of the right fit for Smithers? We do have, you know, quite a bit going on. We have government, we have education. We also have a bit of industry as well. And of course, the mainstream, Main Street with restaurants and boutique stores. But what would be the ideal situation for you? And how would you attract that business? Maybe you can give me some examples of how you would attract that business if you were elected to council.
That's a good one. I think that I would like to see some more stores that provide stuff such as, I know we have a lot of local places, but some more electronics maybe, because people are ordering all the time from Best Buy, Amazon, Newegg, you name it. Everyone wants the newest phone or electronic gadget, right? Computers. So maybe we can find out or help encourage some more tech companies to come in. Clothing is always another big thing. Now we have lots of clothing stores here, but yet it's still pretty difficult to find some clothing such as blazers for professional atmospheres and stuff. I had to actually just go to PG because I needed to get some furniture as well. So I would like to encourage some of the necessities that people get to go to store big cities, such as furniture, electronics, and clothing. Now, how would I do that? That's a really good one. I would try to see what incentives we could offer. Once again, can we offer them a little bit of a tax break first year or 2 years to get them started? Can we, do we have any locations that are ideal? Like we have the Smithers Mall and it's already, that small mall is already full. So can we start having a larger mall possibly with restaurants inside there? That would be a great thing. People would come to Smithers, travel here, check out the mall, spend some money while eating there, checking out all the local businesses. I think that would be great for Smithers, having a small local mall.
Obviously, Adam, this is, you know, a bit of a job application, you know, going to constituents and asking them for your vote. Maybe tell me a little bit about what have you been hearing from constituents so far along the campaign trail? And on the same note, what makes you the best person for this job?
So far, from what I've heard, is people definitely agree and have told me that housing is a big concern of theirs, and they want a solution because people need somewhere to live. People want to make sure that their taxes aren't going to increase as dramatically as the last few years, especially with the way inflation has been going up. And I know people are concerned about the increase in crime, so they're wanting to hear what solutions that next and upcoming councillors have. And so for me, that would be, can the town help support a community watch? Can we help increase RCMP presence in areas that are seeing the most crime? Or is there even government grants or tax breaks that we can offer individuals that want to install security lights or cameras in their yards or houses? Now, I think I'm a great candidate for this next town council because I'm coming from a more younger perspective. I went to school, So I have a bit of financial and business experience. And I feel like I am a very practical person and want to get things started. I don't like to talk about tons of all these big or small ideas and then never have any action done. So I'd like to focus on a few big priorities and to actually start making progress on them.
Okay, Adam, we'll leave it there for now. We thank you so much for your time today. And of course, good luck on the campaign trail.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate getting this opportunity to just reach out and let people hear a little bit about me.
All right, great. We're happy to oblige. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.